This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 10th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Teledyne Continental Motors says it's made excellent progress on last month's recall affecting cylinders on certain six-cylinder engines. TCM told us at the time it wanted to get those cylinders replaced at its expense by the end of this year. The company says it's on track to meet that goal. The company says that since the recall on February 12th, 500 replacement cylinders have been produced and shipped, and 14 domestic service centers have been contracted to handle cylinder replacements, with more domestic and international locations expected to be named. Aero News has learned an up-and-coming airshow performer is among the victims of a fatal plane crash in Pasco County, Florida. The Tampa Tribune reports Paul Lopez took off in his MX-2 aerobatic plane with an unidentified passenger from Zephyr Hills Municipal Airport just after 12 noon Eastern Time yesterday. Authorities got calls about a plane crash about 10 miles north of the airport at 12:21. Officials have since confirmed the plane was Lopez's. Witness accounts are not clear, but at least one reported hearing attempted engine restarts before the crash. Another described a pair of loops followed by a spin, ending in a fiery crash. Watch for updates as we get more information at aero-news.net. A decline in the use of business aircraft is being blamed for the first layoffs in the 53-year history of Duncan Aviation in Lincoln, Nebraska. KOLN-TV News reports the business aircraft service and support company employs over 2,000 workers at facilities in Lincoln, Battle Creek, Michigan, and 23 other locations nationwide. A statement on the company website pulls no punches. Quote, "With the present economy and the media and political grandstanding against private aviation, business conditions in our industry have continued to erode. We have advised our employees that we're in the process of developing a reduction in workforce plan," unquote. The company says details will be announced shortly. Duncan had already cut production line hours and cut pay at all other positions and postponed plans to build a new facility in Provo, Utah. The government of North Korea yesterday warned the U.S., Japan, and South Korea that any attempt to intercept a rocket it's about to launch, claimed to be carrying its first satellite, will be met with force. The Breitbart News Agency attributed the story to the state-run Korean Central News Agency and reported a military official said, quote, "We will retaliate any act of intercepting our satellite for peaceful purposes with prompt counterstrikes by the most powerful military means," unquote. U.S. intelligence, based on spy satellite photos, suggests North Korea is preparing another test of its long-range Taepodong 2 missile. The communist state insists the launch will carry a satellite for peaceful purposes. Following an earlier threat against South Korean civilian airliners, the regime of Kim Jong-il has further warned that its soldiers have been ordered to be fully combat ready during joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises this week along the DMZ, and prepared to, quote, "deal merciless retaliatory blows," unquote, should there be any intrusion on either its territory or its airspace. Nuts. There go my plans for spring break. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Where will the Obama budget knife fall on military procurement? NASA says delays and overruns are caused by counterfeiters. And Canadian airlines are forced to give away free seats. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in part one of a series we're calling Lessons from Flight 1549, hear the testimony of U.S. Airways Captain Chesley Sullenberger before the U.S. House Aviation Subcommittee. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.